We're in the Gospel of John. We got used to rather long readings. Today we're treated with a rather short Gospel reading, three verses long. But there is one word that is repeated many times, the word welcome. I think the old King James said receive, those who receive, to bring into the fold, to truly welcome and appreciate the one who is coming. With this repetition, it got me to thinking about welcome mats and some of the funnier ones I've seen. Looking up online, there was one that said, "Well, butter my butt and call me a biscuit. Look who's here." There's the self-deprecating welcome mats. "The house was clean last week. Sorry you missed it." Then there's the welcome to the party place welcome mats. "Good friends and good wine are always welcome here. If we're not home, just leave the wine." There's ones that thwart intruders. "The neighbors have better stuff." Then there's what I call the unwelcome mats. "Go away." So Jesus is talking about welcome, repetitiously saying to the disciples. Quite often this text is construed as a call for those who are hearing that we should be a welcoming people. Right? It's to open up your homes, to invite those in, to be inclusive, to not judge, to know that God could be sending someone in that you need to welcome. I've heard this text used when it's aimed at congregations about having a welcoming presence when newcomers come. A story about someone was visiting Ireland and went to a Presbyterian church, and they were greeted by two very well-meaning ladies, and come to find out, no, they were only screening out the Catholics. They would ask the name, and the Marys and the Patricks could go down the street to the Catholic Church. Are we welcoming? Do we truly engage people as they come to us? Quite often when folks talk about the text in this way, they invoke the hospitality code of first century Palestine. That is, it was expected because of the danger of the roads that if a stranger who was a traveler came to your door, you were expected to provide them with shelter and refreshment. Then giving a cup of cold water comes from that. But I think when we talk about this text from the point of view of the welcomer, we're missing the point. After all, this is the end of what we call the missionary discourse in the Gospel of Matthew. This is the third text in a row that we've had where Jesus is addressing the disciples and is sending them out. Sending them out into the world with the good news, with continuing his ministry. Right, a couple weeks ago, we talked about going out and doing what Jesus does, continuing his ministry. Last week, we were talking about how it's going to be difficult. There will be division, and there will be some fighting, infighting amongst families. Well, this week now, he changes course a bit. And he is addressing the disciples saying, as you are sent out, know that some will receive you and some won't. Blessed are those who receive you. If we hear it from that point of view of Jesus addressing the disciples, that first line makes so much of a difference. Whoever welcomes you welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. As disciples of Jesus, as those who are sent out into the world for the mission of the kingdom of God, that text carries a heavy weight, in a good sense. Right? Just as God became incarnate in Jesus Christ, so too we go and we incarnate, we embody the good news of Jesus. We make the Word of God a living Word that gives life. And this just isn't God is with us. That is important, of course, to know that God is with us in this work of mission. But what's more is that embodiment. That we are with God and God is with us in the sense that we make the Word incarnate. So as disciples, when we hear this word, perhaps that's the first thing to understand, that when we go out into the world with the Word of God, we embody that Word. I think the second thing is, for those of us who are sent out into the world, is to understand that those things that we take with us, that we give freely as God has given to us freely, they are valuable. What we have to offer to the world as the people of Christ is necessary and needed and welcomed for those who truly listen. Jesus says, those who will receive the good news, to them it is a reward. It is a gift. It is necessary. Years ago, we had as a mission statement for a while that one of them was, we point others to Jesus, right? That idea that we go out and we share the good news, we invite people to come in and be a part of what we're doing in the congregation. And I was told by somebody that they didn't like that because they didn't want to tell anyone what to believe. Well, that's not what missionary work is about. First off, you can't do that. You can't make someone believe something. We've tried, haven't we? Instead, it is a gift to be given. And the person can either receive or reject that gift. But if in our faith we understand that the gospel message is valuable, we will give it and give it and give it. It's up to them as to whether or not they receive the gift or reject the gift. Of course, there is a way we could flip it back to what I mentioned at the beginning. We still need to hear the gospel. Even as we are sent out to share it with others, we need to receive as well. We need to fill our well in order to give sustenance and comfort to others. So I guess it can be an outward-facing text. The idea that we receive those and are open to how God might be at work in them. It's important work. It's work that we need to do together. It is work we need to understand as God's own work in the world. Thanks be to God for Jesus. Go back and reread that last sentence of Romans. That's the gift that is given. That is the reward those who receive the messengers of God will receive.